Blog Talk Radio.
This emotion means many things. Inflation, a title, status and ego. Action towards all negative rings. Feeling I'm the one to run the show. On the other side, time to run and hide. Pride. Eyes open wide, my hands on tight. Pride. You say I tried, oh no, you died. Pride. In disagreement with the truth, verdict of guilt, mistakes, and failure. Plain as day, don't need burden of proof. No regret for this improper behavior. On the other side, time to run and hide. Pride. And wide, my hands are tied. Pride. You say I tried. Oh no, you died. Pride, pride, pride. Appearance with this crown of virtue. Around, goes around, amused. Sincere discussions turn into argues. Go drown your sorrows, lots of booze. On the other side, time to run and hide. Pride. Eyes open wide, my hands are tied. Pride. We all need peaceful sleep at night. Ride, 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 ride. On the other side, time to run and hide. Ride. Eyes open wide, my hands are tied. Ride. You say I tried.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for Original Lyrics Dream Radio. I know all about being a singer, songwriter, recording in studio, and advertising my music, and this is why my guest, the artist, musician, deserve the exposure and the recognition free of charge. There is no zero cost to be on this show. I welcome first-time listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricsdreamradio. The song you just heard is my own, titled Pride. This is a singular word that divides so many people, and many friendships have been lost. This has real meaning in my life, and I write lyrics based on true life experience with emotion involved. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses, caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You all are the true heroes, and we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives very, very soon. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening, uploading the photos, music, and really to ensure we have a quality sound tonight. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app, on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. You can also hear the replay on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify for podcasters, and we just added 5 new platforms in the last several weeks, Buzzsprout, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Deezer, and Listen Notes. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording, titled, of course, Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. That was 7 years ago. My website, everybody, is russellfoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. My hope this evening is we can pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life and the experiences there, current events, and family. And I did write my very first song lyrics in 2012. Now, all listeners, that's only 8 years ago. So if I can do it, you can do it as well. So please try. All right. Time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You're viewing a slideshow of Beverly Heath. Let's play a great track from Beverly titled Rain Down Holy Spirit.
Rain down, Holy Spirit, fall on me.
Spirit. Everyone, let me introduce and welcome a multi-talented singer, songwriter with a soulful, beautiful voice. Beverly Heath, welcome and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Hey, Russell. Thanks so much for having me. I am
thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. I do want to make one note and apologize for sending you the performance track of that song. So, unfortunately, all you and your listeners heard was the background vocals, but the music sounded great.
Oh, no. Well, you did. So the rhythm and beat was tremendous. So,
Thank you.
Oh, very nice. We're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you a little better. Are you ready?
Sure, I am.
All right. Well, tell us about the inspiration. I'm sorry that we only heard the background singers.
I know.
Rain down Holy Spirit. Tell us how that inspiration started and where did that come from?
Okay. Well, just like you, I take inspiration for my songs from life experiences and the Bible and even sermons. And this particular song actually was written based on a sermon that I heard. The preacher was he's breaking down the coming of the Holy Spirit, which is described in the book of Acts in the Bible. And as he used those descriptions that you actually did get to hear, like mighty rushing wind and tongues of fire, I could actually see it all visually. He just kept saying throughout the sermon, rain down, Holy Spirit, fall down, Holy Spirit, pour down, Holy Spirit. And it just struck me as a chorus. And so that was the genesis of the song. And of course, I had to get to the melody and the song just developed from there. Then we sent once I let my husband hear it, he liked it. We were able to find some good musicians who helped me put the melody to music. And that was what you heard. It was a traditional song with a completely modern twist. And the thing that you did get to hear was the intricacy in that background vocal arrangement. The music was done by Israel Martin and a great team of musicians that he put together. But those background vocals that you heard, that was me singing. I sang that along with my daughter and some good friends who joined in to sing with me. And Michael Harbison did that vocal arrangement, which was just like icing, you know, on a cake for this particular song. So the sum total is a beautiful confluence of melody and music and rhythm, you know, like you said, and it made a wonderful up-tempo and an amazingly uplifting song of praise.
Yeah, it was arranged very well. Well done. And well, you're originating from Suffolk, Virginia, and you're based now in the metro Atlanta area. Tell everyone, Beverly, what do you love about your current city?
Well, Atlanta is pretty cool. I mean, it's a big city. It has that big city energy, but it has a small town feel. And so although my family and I live in the suburbs of Atlanta, we still have reasonable access to most of the major events that take place. And the only thing that I don't like, Russell, is our traffic situation around here. It's pretty horrendous, but
I've been there. Yes, I know.
Oh my God, it's awful. But you know, before this whole pandemic thing, there was always something amazing to do in the city, especially if you like sports, because we've got, although our teams are losers, we've got the Braves, you know, for baseball,
yes,
and the Hawks for basketball, and the Falcons for football. So we've got all kinds of sports events and music events, indoor and outdoor. And I mean, we've even got some awesome parks, you know, for outdoor activities. So, and I think the really cool thing, Russell, about this city is that, you know, all of the surrounding areas around here has some event or some activity that, you know, that gives it a staycation feel. So you can get away from the stress of Atlanta without actually having to go anywhere. So it's pretty cool.
Well, great. So Beverly, as a songwriter, you're influenced by life experiences, as am I. I mean, what a great subject to write about. And that really weaves into your own gospel music style. Your first vocal solo, which I find incredible, age 5. I would be scared to death. wrote your first song at age 10. What was that like? I mean, I can't even imagine doing a vocal solo at age 5.
My mom, she loved to hear me sing, and my dad was in a singing group called the Mighty Sunset Travelers, and they were always singing somewhere around the city, somewhere around the area. And in this particular instance, they were singing in a small church around home. And my mom said, I want her to sing. And so she dressed me up in my little dress and my patent leather shoes and my lacy socks and sent me out to sing. And believe it or not, I sung a pretty hard song. The very first song I sang was a song called Bless This House. Are you familiar with it? It's a Harriet Jackson song. Bless this house, oh Lord, we pray, make it safe by night and day. And it was long and intricate. And I actually sang that song at the age of 5 as my very first solo.
So, wow, that's incredible.
Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm.
Your mom had high expectations at age 5.
Well, I was always singing. Always singing. I always loved to sing, Russell. I grew up surrounded by music, and my dad, I told you, he sang with that quartet, and just watching them and hearing them, I always wanted to be like them. And so anyway, that's how I started, writing my own songs. They used to come to the house and rehearse, and so one day I just was sitting out there on that front porch, and I said, you know what, I think I can write a song. And I just started humming this little simple melody, and I wrote a little simple song called God is a Friend. And I still remember it to this day. And my brother, my baby brother and his friend, they were out there playing and heard me sing it. And they came over, and it was so simple. They joined in, and that was how that song got going. Harmony and everything.
Great.
It's so simple. God is a friend to the end, and all you have to do is call, and he'll hear you. That was my first song.
Well, there you go. Well, tell me about the artist, Beverly, that you look up to for inspiration and motivation.
I love a whole lot of artists, but mostly gospel singers. And, from the great storytelling of Shirley Caesar to the show-stopping quartets of the 50s and 60s, like my dad's group, to the beautiful music of the, and the harmonies of the Clark sisters. But I absolutely adored the music of Myrna Summers. I think her music, her songs just always seemed to pull me right in because her voice was just, Russell, it was filled with power, and she had so much passion in her voice on every song. I mean, you could just tell she meant what she was singing about. So in some ways, I think Myrna's music more than most, along with the Word of God, of course, helped to inspire me in my music ministry. I really want people to hear the power and feel the passion in my voice and know that I believe in the God I'm singing about.
Well, congratulations on your CD, Jesus Boulevard, nominated for 7 Rhythm of Gospel Awards and 3 Gospel Choice Music Awards. Tell us about this beautiful project, Jesus Boulevard.
Jesus Boulevard is a compilation of 10 original songs and one hymn. My husband and I worked with some great musicians to provide the music to all of the melodies that we put together. And like I said, principally before, on the other song, we worked with Israel Martin from World of Music Group. We worked with Keith Lee from Desert Rain Music and Michael Harvison from the Throne Music, and as well as a little bit from Melanie McKee to put that music together. And the songs are awesome in my book, of course. They tell a sometimes very personal story of things that that have taken place in or around my life. And from start to finish, these songs emphasize the importance of presenting God's word to people who need to know him in a way that's relevant, you know, today and can resonate with a variety of age groups. So whether the song is using a funky beat or an old school scat or an intricate background vocal arrangement, the songs are stories, Russell, that express my praise and my understanding of God's wonderful grace and mercy. They express my love, you know, to God. I like to say that the music is God's gift to me to give back to him. So more than anything, they actually just allow me to share my personal story of snatching, I like to call it that, I like to say snatching God's victory from the midst of despair. They are...
That's well...
they're songs of praise
that's
and
well,
worship.
Well, yeah, that's well said. I mean, that's a beautiful answer. And I want to get into my next question about the recording studio, and it kind of ties into your Jesus Boulevard CD. It's a special place for me, the recording studio. You're creating. You take a thought in there and you come out with a finished project. It's your baby, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your experiences, Beverly, in the studio.
For the most part, most of my experiences in the studio are really, really positive. But the recording process is pretty rigorous. My husband, William, is actually my producer, and so he's kind of a perfectionist. And so that means often for me having to sing a song quite a few times just to give him the sound that he wants. And he may hear something in one take that he doesn't get in the next. So just standard operating procedure for him as my producer. I usually have to sing a song about 3 or 4 times in a row just to make sure we get the sounds and the vocal inflections that work. But I'm always so godly proud of the end result and the finished product. So,
and you make a very good point, Beverly, with that. And I do the same. I do multiple takes, and it's always good to have a choice that you can play back and review and listen to. And I even take it home, and you know, I'm probably obsessive too with the edits. So that's a good practice. I do multiple takes as well, so I'm used to that process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are your first thoughts?
Cool.
And let's talk about the construction of a song. And you know, when you think of title, melody, lyrics, and chords, do you have any particular order in which that comes from as you start to look at creating a song?
I think it's different from song to song, but more often than not, I usually start with the chorus, you know, and a melody. Just like with Rain Down Holy Spirit, if I hear something that sounds like a chorus, I'll work from that. And then once I get some good workable, you know, verses and lyrics together, we can move on from that point. And for me, the title comes last. It generally is is generally whatever's repeated most in the song. That's how I come up with the title. But there are some times when the song's more organic. You know, for instance, one of my songs is an actual prayer that I wrote down. And as I read it, a melody, it came to mind. So the song developed from there. So, again, it's just different from song to song.
I love to ask that question of guests every week because I've really heard different answers, and I think that's why I keep that question in the script from week to week. It's interesting to ask that because, you know, I think as you agree, we kind of both, if you're a singer-songwriter, you're always walking around with a melody in your head, of some type. And that's interesting in the construction of a song. Well, everybody, let's play another great track from our guest tonight, Beverly Heath. And this is the title track, we just talked about it, to her CD, and this is Jesus Boulevard.
When your trials and tribulations seem to be hard, and your burdens you can't bear, 'cause you think that no one cares for you at all, just put your spirit at ease. Oh, just hang in there, 'cause I know there's a blessing. nothing but you when you stroll on Jesus Boulevard. Jesus promised he would be there whenever you come. He said he'd never leave you. I know he won't forsake you or let you fall. So just stay before God and always take him at his word.
Welcome back, guest tonight, Beverly Heath. Love that track, Beverly. Very nice.
Thank you, Russell. This song is actually pretty near and dear to my heart because, believe it or not, I wrote that song back in the mid-1980s. And it just started kind of like an... It started out like a country and western. It had like a country and western vibe and kind of choiry. But then over the years, it kind of evolved. We made an attempt to record it in 2002, but it didn't turn out right. It had more of a jazzy sound at that point, but we just couldn't make it work. So we put it on the back burner and pulled it out for this CD, and it worked out beautifully.
I agree.
That was born out of a need to figure out how to close the song. And I'm no Ella Fitzgerald, but it certainly seemed to work for the ending to close that song out.
Yeah, I watched a video I think you did for a TV station in Atlanta doing that song, and you performed mm-hmm. that very, very confidently. And I like that track a lot. Very nice.
Thank you so much, Russell.
We first met in Reverb Nation, and I actually have your Reverb Nation page up as we speak. And I think it's a great platform and network. I've been there for 7 years, and they have so much to offer, marketing tools, and, you know, they have Gig Finder and digital distribution. I can name so many tools they have for the artist. And, you know, we know the music industry is streaming and the digital landscape, and I say this every week in the show, I repeat myself, as you place your links and the social media feeds, you're available to the entire globe in minutes. I think that's remarkable. Do you like where music is today, Beverly? What are your thoughts?
By the way, I agree with you on Reverb Nation. I have only been there since I think 2018, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Music today, well, Russell, let me see. I think music is right where it needs to be for the time where we live. Music evolves just like everything else. So I guess we're in the age of hip hop, and because that sound is what the youth like, you know, I sing about God and Christ. The young people might not give my songs a chance, but the hip hop gospel artists might be able to get them to take a listen, and it would probably resonate with them. See, so I know somebody's probably chuckling right now, but although it's not my favorite, I'm thinking about my hubby. Hip hop is not my favorite kind of music, but I know that we need to have it, because otherwise music would stagnate. Just like how gospel, you know, evolved from the time of Thomas Dorsey's music, you know, when we first started calling it gospel. I mean, it moved into sort of that R&B soul feel and to what we have now. So, yeah, I think it's right where we need to be.
You know what's really different today, Beverly, is almost the stream has almost replaced the CD somewhat. You know, you want to make sure you're in Spotify and Pandora. It's really a must probably that you're in there. And I forget the numbers of the listeners in Spotify, but it's in the millions. So every artist out there, if you're listening, make sure you're in Spotify, because that's where a lot of people go to, you know, for their music to find that one track.
Yeah, I see what you mean, in terms of digital, being able to access the music. So definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Being able to access that music from anywhere is pretty awesome, because my music is, I know for a fact that my music is heard from all the way from Atlanta to Japan. And so that's pretty, I have so many listeners in Japan. It's amazing. And that wouldn't happen, you know, without Spotify and SoundCloud and, you know, Apple Music and all those genres of,
isn't that wonderful, Beverly,
streaming.
that you're
amazing.
Isn't it it's wonderful that you're recognized in that part of the world. I mean, to me, that's, it's incredible.
It is.
And they have your music instantly in minutes.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
It is. And it's an honor for me today, really, that one person would, you know, buy my stream or buy my CD or what have you. What is your advice, Beverly, to the new singer, songwriter, musician? Let's say they want to start a career tomorrow. What would you tell them?
Okay. Well, so I'm going to speak from the point of view from a gospel musician, because that's what I know. So I would say this to any up-and-coming gospel artist, and if it works for anybody else, you know, take it. But reflect on who it is you're singing about, and reflect on why you want to pursue music. You know, think about what your music means to you and what it is you're seeking to do with it. If you're only out to entertain with the music, then, you know, you might not be worried about making money. But if you are only trying to make money with your music, then I guess you would have to make sure that you have all of the tools that you need and, you know, at your fingertips, so that you can access everything you need to to make money, which, of course, is no guarantee. I consider my music a calling, so and a ministry. So if that's what you would feel as a new songwriter or, you know, as a new musician, then I would say don't chase fame and don't expect to get rich. And I think it's important that people who get into the industry understand that everybody is not going to like the music that you bring to the table. But at the same time, I would say don't, you know, get discouraged. Keep moving forward. Like you said, you just started in, I think you said 2018, did you say? Or no,
2013. So that was seven, 8 years ago.
Yeah. So just, you know, just don't give up and just do what it is you love and don't get, you know, don't get discouraged, but just keep moving forward. And then if you do begin to find a measure of success, you know, I say be grateful for it. In the gospel industry, I would say know that some people might try to tear you down, and that's probably in any genre of music. They might even try to prevent you from getting ahead, but, you know, just remember to give back, you know, to God the gift that he gave you, you know, give it back to him. And whether you sell one CD or a million, you know, just know that your music is an offering. And if it blesses one person's ears, then you've got good success.
That's a great answer. Thank you, Beverly. Please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media.
So my website is beverlyheath.com, and you can also find me on Reverb Nation, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If you just search Beverly Heath Music. Oh, and you can purchase my CD anywhere online where music is streamed and sold. That's pretty much it.
Well, that's great. Beverly, I have enjoyed the conversation very much, and I want to thank you so much for your time and being my guest tonight on Original Lyric Stream Radio. I have great respect for you as an artist. What a great voice. You perform so confidently, and I wish you all the best in the future, and we'll definitely have you back on the show.
Thanks so much, Russell, and thanks everybody who listened. I look forward to having your support. And Russell, you'll have to have me on again one more time. Maybe we'll get to hear the whole Rain Down Holy Spirit song.
Oh, no. we're going to post the replay of this show tonight, Beverly, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for your fans. So, again, thank you so much, and we will definitely have you back on.
Awesome. All right. I enjoyed it so much.
Have a great night.
Thanks again for having me. All right, now, good night.
You're welcome. Thank you. Everybody, we thank Beverly Heath, and please Google search Beverly, support this great artist, and purchase her music and all the social media platforms that she's in, including our website. Please visit my YouTube channel. Just type my name in the search area there, and I have a great collection of videos attached to my songs. And as Beverly mentioned, tell a visual video story in every song. Again, this is Russell Foyzy, your host of the Original Lyric Stream Radio Show. Thank you again, Bill, and remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told.
Stop the ass, jealous friends' opinions.